Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, Nay Say That.
And this is Tab Love. How y'all doing?
How y'all doing? And this is for the naysayers. I don't know. Let that rock just a little bit more. Let it rock just a little bit more. Right, it's the God in me. It's the God in me. Is it the God in you? It's the God in me. All right, so welcome to our show today. Today we have our topic. Actually, let's just get one thing clear with you guys. Unfortunately, we won't be doing a full 2-hour show today. Today our show will only be 90 minutes. Have a little things going on, so we do apologize about that. But we do have a show to bring to you guys today. And last week we had someone who actually joined the live, and like we always tell you guys, you can always give us topics and everything. So someone did come across and give us a topic, and that someone is Minister Prophet Jamal Washington. All right, let's give him a hand. All right, there we go. So the topic is, why is it important to preach about the kingdom instead of the church? And for those out there, just to be clear, I'm going to break down just a little bit of definition of each. The kingdom is the spiritual reign or authority of God.
Yes.
The church is the people of God. Mm-hmm. So actually, the people are the church. So you actually don't go to church. You either go to the kingdom, you go to the house of worship, the house of prayers, but you don't go to church because the people, the flesh, the us, we are the church, okay?
Amen.
So, you know, hopefully he will join us soon and we will bring him in on the live. We will also bring him in on the phone call.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's see. We have somebody online. Let's see if this is him.
Morley.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Hello.
Grace and peace be unto y'all.
Praise
the Lord. Can
y'all hear me? Yes, we can hear you. How are you, sir?
I'm blessing yourself.
All right, we're blessed. We're blessed, too. All right, so we have him on the line, so we're just going to go over a couple little things before we actually get into the topic.
Yes.
All right, so just to let everybody know, we do have a special guest with us today as well. Mm-hmm. It will be Miss Tanisha Hammond. She will
Tanisha.
Be here.
Tanisha.
She will be here in our home studio, and she'll be here to speak.
We call it the Lake Studio.
The Lake Studio. No, that's what he calls it. He just made it up. He made it up. So she'll be here to speak about her ministry, also organization, because in the world it's an organization because you have to get it backed by everything by the state. But in the God's eyes and in His world, it's a ministry. So her ministry called God's Way. and her interview will take place at 12:30. So please beware.
Tune in.
All right. Tune in. All right.
Amen.
Don't forget to call in. And for you live people, I did put the actual number on here this time. But
yes,
if you can, you know, when we open up the segment of question and answers for anybody, including our guests and our special co-host,
yes,
the number is 917-889-2805. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to get into our little segment of what's up with you. Before I ask Tab Love what's up with him,
uh-huh,
I'm just going to say what's up with Mick.
Okay, what's up with him?
Okay, so what's up with me is that I'm very happy that they freed Meek Mills. Free Meek?
What?
Yes.
Free him.
Meek is out.
We want to say we're happy about that. But then as we free one of our brothers, another one has been, convicted of all charges, which is Bill Cosby.
Mm, mm, mm.
And, I mean, it is a sad situation because we know plenty of other people who have been charged with, I'm not going to say charged, who had allegations, but nothing ever happened to them. They weren't convicted of anything, So some people were serious about it online.
Yeah.
Some people were joking, but I did find one very funny, and it was like, it had Horatio Caine, and if you know, he's from CSI Miami, and it said, I guess the proof was in the pudding. So
wow.
I thought that was a little cute one.
The proof was in the pudding.
You had to laugh about that. But on a serious note, I pray for him, regardless if he actually did do it or not. Everybody requires prayer. It's not a reason that you can't pray for somebody no matter what sins they committed. Everybody desires prayer and deserves prayer. So I keep him and his family in prayer.
Yeah.
So, Tab Love, what's up with you?
I will tell you right now. First of all, it's some crazy stuff. I was listening to the talk show, and they was talking about the event at the Waffle House, how the guy came in and killed four people at the Waffle House. D.L. Hughley, he actually said that he was supposed to go there, and they decided not to go. And it's crazy because we just don't know what trouble is. We don't know where trouble is. It's very important to stay prayed up. It's very important to stay focused. I mean, you can do everything right and still everything goes wrong. You know what I mean? And I'm just very happy about family. I'm very happy that all my loved ones are still here, and I'm just appreciative of all that. You know what I mean? And just very happy to say that everyone's here, and I'm blessed that my children are around and everybody's here doing what they're supposed to do, and I'm just very happy about that. I'm just happy. And it's some nice weather out here today.
Yes, it is.
Nice weather today.
Very nice.
It's so nice. You can go swimming and you can put on a bikini.
No, you're playing too much. Now you're playing.
The closest thing
I'm getting to a bikini is this low-cut shirt that I have on.
Now, we can just cut a little bit lower.
So that's it. That's as close as I'm getting to a bikini. There won't be no bikini today.
Uh-huh.
So, Jamal, what's up with you? How was your week?
A little bit low.
Don't.
Oh, my week was, it was all right. I had an opportunity that was presented to me that I was able to help to hire a couple of people. Sorry about the one if y'all hear it in the background. I'm out here enjoying the Atlantic City good, marvelous weather out here. In the uptown section of the inland.
Your week was great, according to your Facebook status and everything.
I wasn't able to meet my quota of 30 people being hired, but we got a good 15 altogether out of 30. But I just need 30 more people that live in Atlantic City, Atlantic County area that's interested in work. Just please hit my Facebook and in my inbox. Catch me in my DM, and I'll take it from there. But also, I was honored, well, not honored, but it was, I had reached one of my achievements to get my CDL permit. So I'm just on the road.
Congratulations. That's
thank
a
you,
blessing.
Thank
but you know what? I want to touch on something just real quick because I may not still live in Atlantic City, but, I visit there. I'm there, every week and everything. And it blows my mind that you've been putting up this status, you've been sharing it, you've been showing pictures and proof that it's really real. And for so many people to say that there's no job opportunity, I can't believe a lot more people wouldn't jump on the opportunity when you're presenting it for them and opening a door up for them.
Yeah. And you said,
but you know,
proprietary transportation, right?
Say it again.
You said transportation. It was transportation to and from the job site, right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah,
I just don't understand that. I just find it very hard that, you know, people always want to say, you know, Atlantic City doesn't have that, Atlantic City doesn't have this, but, you know, here you are, a young man yourself out of Atlantic City, you know, and you have a blessing, and you're trying to share that blessing with somebody else, and, you know, you didn't get as many people as I thought you would. I thought people would have jumped on that.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is, this opportunity was provided, again, 2 years ago, and which was my first experience in helping out this company out in Millville, in which before the dilemma we had is that we had more workers than we had transportation. Now, 2 years later, we have more transportation and less workers. So it's just shocking to me that now tables have turned and the economy here in Atlantic City is getting a little bit better. And we're just trying to fix and work on the unemployment rate here in Atlantic City, Atlantic County area. But just keep us in prayer and also the residents in prayer that they find, you know, the time out their schedules to really be committed and have determination to really focus on improving their lives by gaining a legal source of income over any illegal involvement.
Exactly. We'll keep, you know, your whole movement that you're doing, everything in prayer. We'll pray that, you know, somebody, even if they're doing something illegal, they may want to have that legal to cover them up. So, people, once again, he still needs a couple more people. Inbox him. He's Jamal Washington on Facebook. So, please inbox him, or you can always reach out to us if we'll, you know, get you to him.
Yeah.
But once again, you guys, when we get to our questions, call us at 917-889-2805, and you're tuning in with This Is For The Naysayers. So, what we get ready to do now is we get ready to get into our topic of the hour. And I may fall back a little bit from the topic of the hour because although God is in me and I love God and I do know about him, this segment is basically for my co-host, my husband, Tabla, for my son, Paul. They about to have this little part. So when Tanisha arrives in our studio and it's time for her interview, it'll be fine. Okay. So once again, we're getting ready to get into the topic. And the topic is, why is it important to preach about the kingdom instead of the church? So those of you who are watching with us live, don't count it out. Don't get off because we're talking about this. Because what we're doing now is educating you and letting you know different things so that you're not led in the wrong way, in the wrong spirit, and in the wrong life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me and Jamal.
I am not now.
I'm just saying.
You and Jamal can help me. But now y'all can y'all topic. This was Minister Prophet Jamal Washington's topic idea last week, and like we said, we always take guys' topics into consideration, and we don't have a problem with talking about it because no topic is off limits. All right, so I'm going to let y'all go ahead and
start. Okay.
God bless you, Elder.
God bless you. Let's break this down. First of all, what made you ask this question? Talk to me about your premise behind this question, sir.
Well, basically, the reason why I had thought about this topic is behind the simple fact of the matter. I've seen that in recent years and leading down to current events that the church suffered violence, the church itself, and also the people in the church is suffering from church hurt. They're suffering from many different things. And as we see, not just only in our lives, but even on social media, especially on Facebook, we see that many national leaders, church leaders, is dealing with things that are dealing with topics or situations that most churches don't even, in recent years, have shined away from. And they just mainly stick on the Bible and the topics of the Bible, but not really expanding on the importance of the Christian or kingdom issues and also solutions to things.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Oh, all right. All right. That's right. I understand that. I believe that with the main focus is when this all got started, and when it all got started in the book of Acts, and better in Matthew, when Jesus gave the commission, he said, go ye therefore teach all nations, and baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, yada, yada, and all that type of stuff. It's the focus of the church is to go out and recruit more disciples. And I think that along the way, people just lost the kingdom part of it and just got more into the business side of it, of how we're going to keep the church running. And I think kind of both of them kind of entangled themselves a little bit because you're bringing the church out of the church, and you're trying to keep the church up to a point to be able to expand, to have the people when they get there. So the people are coming in, and you're trying to keep the church expanding, but they didn't lose focus from the people and put it more towards the church. And that's one of the reasons why they're focusing more on the church and then less on the kingdom, because it's just a thing of bad focus. The focus is off, and they're thinking they're doing good, but people are still suffering. People are still dying.
Amen.
So, you know what I mean? So, me and you have been in ministries before, and we have saw things happen, and we all have stories to tell. But the bottom line is God is real. And,
yes,
ministry is needed, and people need God, and people need to know that there's hope, and that's what it comes down to. You know what I mean? So, what have you seen and what have you encountered that made you want to really bring this topic up? What has happened that made you want to be like, you know what, this needs to be talked about?
One of the things that I have noticed, because I thank God that God had blessed my eyes to that I might see not just only the issues of life, but that I might see Him. So in the process of my 27 years of living and all the years I've been in church, it's ironic that I just recently seen Him. I got into the fullness understanding of the kingdom of God, and you know, because several things that's happening recently that I noticed on social media that's kind of is unease concerning a lot of people in reference to the transgender bathrooms at the McDonald's here on the Atlantic City side being posted, and even the Bill Cosby trial, and even down to here locally, because I'm sorry if there's anybody that don't live or that's tuned in that don't live here in South Jersey or in Jersey, period. But long story short, it's just I'm a New Jerseyan, and Jersey is in my heart, you feel me? But overall, it's important that the church deal with these issues. It's important that the church, the body of Christ, prepare themselves and also seek God first. First and foremost, we have to seek God concerning the solutions of the matter. And I believe that was the change between the church and the kingdom, is that the church will try to depend on their own logic and their own understanding. But one thing about the kingdom of God and about how God moves and speaks is that when we consider a kingdom, we have to understand that's a whole territory. That means that there's a property, that's a deed of the property, in which we have to understand that God is the source. He is the property owner of the land.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amen.
Yeah, I mean, That's just the bottom line. You know, if one thing, we was having a conversation at church on, I think it was probably Wednesday, and we was talking about how the Bible said that perilous times are coming. You know what I mean? It
yes,
ain't going to get better. It's going to get worse. And then the Word of God says that. And I think that we actually try to pray against the Word of God, because the Word of God is saying that times are going to get worse. It says men to be lovers of themselves, fathers against sons against fathers, daughters against mothers, so on and so on. Now, a lot of things is going to happen, and we are trying to pray against a lot of stuff that's not going to change, because the Word of God already said it's not going to change. I think our focus needs to be on not trying to change the world that we're in, but try to get the people to receive the change. So it's like, let's bring God to the people. And let's show them the hope. I mean, because Donald Trump being in office would have happened if a million churches had prayer. I mean, things are not going to stop because we are praying. But what will change as a result of us praying is the church will get stronger, as the individuals will get stronger, and we'll be able to be effective in the towns that we're in despite of what's going on. So we may not be able to change the situation, but we can change how it affects us. So I can't change the fact who the president is. It's that I can still be blessed in spite of the fact that he's the president. You know what I mean? And that's why I think that we lose the perspective on that we want better times, but the Bible didn't promise us better times. It promised that in spite that the times are bad, we will still be blessed. You kind of see what I'm saying? And
amen.
That's what I'm disbelieving. The church is so focusing on the church and building up the building and the sanctuary and the place where we praise God at, but not worrying about building up the people that's coming there. Like, you know what I mean? We got a church full of people with no hope. There's thousands of people in there hopeless, as opposed as having two or three people in there that pray to go forth and be fantastic and be strong in the will of God, and I believe that's what we need to shift our focus on with a lot of us. There's room for growth in every last one of us when it comes to that, going out, teaching, preaching, and even getting our lives to a point that we could be more effective. I mean, that's just the way it is, you know what I mean? So it's something I totally believe in.
Now, I have a quick question, Elder. What do you believe is one of the things that's hurting the ministries now?
Simply that the things that are hurting the ministries are the leaders. Now, when you have a job, and you're working a job, right? And if the job is going into bankruptcy or there's problems, you can't blame that too much on the worker. You have to blame that on the person that's in charge. Because the person that's in charge is the one that is placed with the responsibility of making sure that this company runs. Now, when the people are not doing what they're supposed to do, it's the person that has the position to bring the right people in and to take the right people out and so on and so on. So to report to the people that he has to report to bring the right people into the place. So I say this, leaders are not doing what they need to do. They don't have the proper people in the proper places. They're not doing what they need to do properly. They're not studying. They're not doing the necessary things. They're not praying. They're not laying before God. They're just assuming that ABC equals EBFD, but that's not how it works in the kingdom of God. You have to really find out what God is saying to your congregation. And if you're trying to use somebody else's congregation taxes on your congregation, you're already lost already.
I believe that.
Yeah. But you hit it on and on. It's like, we got a great end this segment, Bishop, but you know, you better not go nowhere.
Okay.
Okay. All right, what happens is this. Anytime you get up to minister, you hear a bunch of stuff inside of your head. But you have to know God's voice. And how do you know God's voice? When you become a sheep. The Bible says, sheep know my voice. they will not follow. Lambs don't really know God's voice. They just know when and somebody feeds me and take care of me. Once you grow up, you get to know the voice of God. You know what I mean? And a lot of times you got a bunch of lambs that's trying to leave. They're not even supposed to leave. You got a baby teaching a bunch of babies. You know what I mean? It's like, it ain't going to work.
You got lambs in the spiritual world and lambs in the world.
You got a bunch of lambs in the church, and you got one lamb that got on the robe. All the other lambs got on their wool, and you got one lamb with a robe on. What in the world? You know what I mean? So that's it, it's just basically that's just how it comes down to. You know what I mean? But we have to move on. All right.
So we're gonna get back to that right now, Minister. We're gonna go ahead and we're gonna put you on mute, so don't leave the line because we're gonna keep you on for the whole time.
Yes.
We're only doing 90 minutes today, so you can share with us. So we're gonna put you on hold, and we're gonna rock out to a song right now.
Yeah.
Got That by Anthony Brown.
That's right. You got that. I got that. I really do, but I got it.
Let's see about DJ Fab. Yeah. We don't know about DJ Fab. We don't know.
You know what? I'm going to need you to show me a little bit more love and understand.
I can't.
Why can't you?
Procrastinator.
I'm not a procrastinator. I'm not a procrastinator at all.
Eventually, we got that.
You know,
I think we got that. But meanwhile, so I just want to say hi to those watching who are on live watching. You know, try to join us, stick in there, hang in there. You know, nobody wants to talk about God because everybody has a different belief, a different religion. But at the end of the day, God is God. Because, you know, I know a lot of people who, you know, don't claim to, you know, believe in God. But when things go wrong, it's, oh, God, it's this and it's that and everything. Mm-hmm. But just bear with us. And please, if you have a topic suggestion, you can please leave it in the comment section. You can always email us at tgpsayers@gmail.com. For an interview, if you want to co-host, if you have a brand product that you want to, you know, advertise or sell, just please hit us up, all right? But meanwhile, we're going to go ahead and get into this song by Anthony Brown. Got That.
I got you.
Naysayers, and that was Got That by Anthony Brown. And yes, we got that. We got that Jesus.
Because
we know.
Got that Jesus. Right.
For without him, something
yeah,
will
no,
not
you
be
know,
done.
You know, black people and white people say Jesus differently, right?
Well, how do white people say Jesus? Oh, Jesus.
They say Jesus.
Oh, they say
use
Jesus.
Actually, you actually know how it spells when they say it.
Oh.
Like, as opposed to be like, Jesus. Like, how do you spell that? Like, you know, when we say it, it's like, you have to already kind of know how to spell.
But then you got the ones who be like, hey, Zeus. No, Blondie, it's Jesus.
Like, hey, Zeus.
Hey, Zeus.
No.
Hey, Zeus. No, it's not hey, Zeus. It's Jesus.
I mean, but I guess those are people that named it.
What about God?
Yeah.
Well, no, with Spanish boys, it is Jesus. But I'm talking when you have that dizzy blonde, she thinks it's
like, hey, Zeus.
It's Jesus.
Like, hey, Zeus.
But what about God? Do we all say the same thing?
No, we go God.
Well, no, that's what y'all do as pastors. Because God, because God said, look to your neighbor and tell him, God, gotcha. Don't look at me and say that because I don't know who God is, but God got me.
So let me ask you a question.
What would you like to ask?
So how does it feel out in the audience when a pastor tells you to say, look at your neighbor, right? And you're not feeling that neighbor. So what you do, look at the other person? I mean, how do you deal with that?
Well, me personally, okay. Right now, I sit in the back of the church
mm-hmm.
in the fellowship hall, but that's because that's my position as an usher. But when God tells me, don't look at him. Okay, well, no, I'm not going to say that. Okay, when the pastor says, turn to your neighbor, if I'm not feeling that neighbor, I just look straight and talk to the neighbor whose back is facing me. I talk to their back. But it's not because I don't like them. I don't like doing it a lot of times, especially when they say, grab your neighbor's hand, touch your neighbor. I don't like that because not everybody has a good spirit. And I told you guys before, I think it was the very first show, I deal heavy with spirits. And I can't touch everybody, so that's why I don't like I don't like for, you know, we can look at the neighbor, we can do all that, but touching, mm-mm. But I do it pretty good, though. You know, I just, you know, look at your neighbor. You know, I get something in my eyes. You know, I get something in my eyes, a sneeze come up. How too? Yeah. But, you know.
So you're just not looking at your neighbor, huh?
No, but I don't have that problem in my house of worship. God knows I love everybody there. Hallelujah. But, you know, sometimes we fellowship with other house of worship, and, you know, sometimes I'm sitting in a whole row full of enemies.
You mean, like, maybe people you don't know? You're not just saying, you're just going to say enemies.
No, I'm just going to say enemies. Sometimes we fellowship with churches and half the people there don't like me. Mm-hmm. I mean, we live out here, but we fellowship down there between Pleasantville and Atlantic City area.
Absolutely.
And I'm just not liked by some people.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's just no particular reason, not just people. I mean, there's a particular reason. It's usually a guy. But, I mean, it's okay, though, you know.
I understand. You're so lovable.
No, it's not that I'm lovable. That's not it.
Like it. Man, you're so lovable.
No, they don't like me because of, like, you know, my kids' fathers and stuff, and it's just, like, ridiculous. Like, the kids are the age that we were when they weren't liking me now. So it's like my kids are grown. They're the age we were when you started not liking me, and you're still not. You know, the only time I think that they do acknowledge me or say a little bit of something is when we're in that type of setting, because it's just like that's the Christian thing to do.
All right now.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Uh-oh, look who's coming in that late
look
studio.
Look who just came to the late home studio. Yes, the Lake Home Studio.
Hustle, mom, hustle.
All right, so we have our special guest, Miss Tanisha Hammond, is in the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
My hand, like, see you, girl. You look at me, yeah. Yeah. Look. See this? See, she do a lot of things. She got a hustle, mom, hustle. She do a lot of things. This is her. Yeah, can y'all see it?
Sell my jewelry.
She got her jewelry. This is her and everything.
Go to www.celebritystatus.org.
Oh, I'm going to have to charge her for that plug.
Oh, yeah. No. And.
Since I got
to
pay.
No, I got to pay. But we have her here, and she's going to talk about, and I call it two things. I call it an organization and a ministry. It's a ministry first, but because in the world we live in, state wants a piece of everything. So she has to get it backed by the state, you know, get all her credentialing and everything great. So she can get the sponsorships that she got going on, and she's blowing up. So
I'm trying, she's
about to blow up. These doors is opening up, you know. We trying to hold them open for people, but I be telling you, we ain't gonna hold them too long.
No, I'm trying to set my camera up so we can get up on here, but I don't know, I did something.
She playing. She putting filters and glasses and stuff on.
I already
got glasses.
I don't want the filter.
I already got glasses on.
Okay, here we go. Yes.
Lord,
so, hi, everybody. I'm so great. I'm so honored to be here and to be the first one to come to the studio. History being made.
That's right, going down.
This is history being made right now.
That's right.
And I am part of it.
This is for the naysayers. This is our first piece of history right here with her being here in the live studio audience. And Sherelle said hi, everybody. Hey Sherelle. Oh, that's a song.
Hey, Sherelle.
All right, so tell us a little bit about it. Come on now.
Okay, God's way is basically something God has given me. Before I get into exactly what it is, I just want to give a little background. It started out at Haven of Hope, which is my mom's church, Pastor Priscilla Gunn. Hey, Mom, if you're out there watching.
Hey.
It started out with that, and my teacher was Lila Arthur.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't know, I didn't know anything about dancing. Only thing, you know, I seen it a few times, you know, and back then the churches really weren't receptive of it. They really weren't into, you know, dancing in the church. It really wasn't. That was the time, like, when Kirk Franklin was out, you know, and he started putting out their music, and it was rough. It was a rough crossover.
I know that's right.
But my mom, Pastor Gunn, you know, she was always geared to the children, and she, you know, was very open to us, so she allowed us to bring it in as long as it was God.
That's
that
right.
was it, you know. So we went on, and she taught me and it was another dance, Rashina Kelly. I'm giving you a shout out.
Hi.
It was me, her, and the teacher was Lila Arthur, and she was the one that really introduced liturgical dancing to us, to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, you know, I've been doing it on and off for years and years, and it's a passion of mine. I've grown to love it. I've grown to live it. I've grown to be in it, even to the point where sometimes where, you know, in your life, you know, you need to feel comfort, and I found comfort in dancing for God. I found comfort in them areas. You know, that was my worship. That was my form of worshiping, was dancing and singing. And, of course, you read your word. Of course, you pray. Of course, you do those things. But my form of worshiping in the Lord and expressing myself was through dancing and singing. So I wound up moving to Connecticut, and I wound up working with the children there. And it really became a passion for me. The church and Tabernacle Deliverance of Praise, to that, how that's my other family. They're the ones that really kind of pushed that ministry out of me. You know, you got those that will plant the seed, and now the seed is planted. You know, now the people that helped grow it, and they helped push it. And I was working with the youth there. And we were doing, it's a group called DIMAD, Determined Youth Making a Difference, and that's what we did. We went out and we danced in nursing homes, you know, we did a little bit of acting, we danced in church, and, you know, we did a little community things. And I wanted to bring that out here to Atlantic City because it's missing. I don't want to charge anybody or anything like that. This is, you will know how to dance if you want to learn how to dance. Come and dance and worship God. That's what it's about. It's just worshiping God in a different form. Not only are we going to be dancing, I wanted to make it where, you know, we got poetry. If you a poet, bring it. You know, if you can sing, bring it. We can do something big. Like, let's go. I'm ready to do this. And it's all going to be stuff that we're going to put together, and we're going to be out in the community, you know, trying to raise money. Again, I'm not charging nobody to do this. This is something that I want to give back to the community with. And not only do I want to do that, I want to take these children with the money that we can raise and take them out of this area so that they can see that there's something beyond here in Atlantic City or Pleasantville or Galloway or wherever they may be here in Atlantic County. I know for one place, definitely in Atlantic City, you know, I live out there, so I'm seeing what's going on. And these children don't have anything. They don't have nothing to do. There's nothing out here for these kids to do.
Nope, nothing at all.
So instead of them being productive, what is happening is they're taking hold to these other crowds, and they're shooting people, and they're enticed by the music that's being played, you know. Even with the young girls, the young women, I see how they dress, and that's one of the things that I also want to present when I do God's Way is, you know, you young ladies, it's a way that you can dress and still look presentable and still look sexy and still look classy. You know, I want to bring that into it. And not only do I want to do that, I want to follow it with the word of God, because that's most important. You know, a lot of churches, and not even churches, just people, whoever, they dance just to be dancing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be out here. To me, is my ministry. I want to be out here ministering. I want to touch a person. I don't care if it's one, two, three, four. If I can get one person to say, sis, you know what, that dance encouraged me, or that dance helped deliver me, that's what I'm geared to, and that's what I want. That's what I'm going to bring to the table with this organization that I'm trying to build up. Because really, again, kind of touching on what Elder Troy and Brother Jamal was kind of talking about, the church losing their way. You know, we're just out here dancing because it is something that the kids can do in the church. Oh, well, the kids could dance. Oh, well, the kids can do that. But are we explaining why we are dancing? You know, do we know the colors, you know, of what the colors that we wear, why, what they represent, why do we wear garments that we cover up, why do we dance barefooted, why we're not supposed to have on any type of jewelry in the scripture, Bible, like a lot of people don't even know in scripture where they dance at. And to me, I think it's pretty, you know, sad that you don't know these things, and we're Christians, you know, and we're people of God, you know what I mean? Like, we should know these things. We should know these. Just like, for an example, even dealing with numbers, you know, in the Bible, you learn numbers in the Bible, the seven, it's completion. Like, you got to know these things, especially dealing with God. You have to know. And I don't want to put out anything wrong or bad or anything like that. I just want it to be a positive. I just want it to be positive. Mm-hmm. And if you feel like you want to, you know, join in or whatever, make donations, I definitely have a GoFundMe page. I've had it up, and I know what God showed me. I know what he told me, and I'm moving forward. I'm going to be honest. I don't know what I'm doing, but God gave me a vision, and I'm no longer going to sit on it, because I'm going to tell y'all a story. My best friend and I, we were younger in high school, and we sung all the time. And we used to sit and make up songs and stuff like that all the time and joke around. And he gave us this song, and the song was beautiful. And then all of a sudden, I'm on a radio station, and I'm listening to the gospel station, and this person, I'm not saying who, I don't know them, and they don't know me. I promise. They don't know me, and I don't know them. They are singing the same exact song that God had gave us.
Wow, that's crazy.
The same exact, I mean, the melody, everything. Mm-hmm. It is crazy. Wow, I just, I mean, it's like, you know, when God gives you something, you got to move on it. Look, she right on my live now saying, true indeed, this is the person, Tanae White is the one that we were singing.
Oh.
And I sent her the song like, Tanae, oh my God, listen to this song. This is the song that we wrote. Mm. We were had to be like 15 or 16 years old.
Wow.
And this song is from 2000 and I don't know if it's 2017 or this year. Like, it's a fresh song.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, the same melody, the same everything. And if you do not move on what God has told you to do, you can miss it. I'm no longer missing it no more. Lord, whatever it is that you want me to do and you download into me, I don't know what I'm doing, but guess what? I'm going to take the steps forward to try to get to that place where I need to be at. Then on top of that, you know, the way God works, I got somebody that's going to be sponsoring me, you know, to get this thing together. Like, God works in mysterious ways. And again, I'm not taking out of my pocket for this organization. I'm not taking out of nobody's pocket unless you want to donate.
That's right. She does need sponsors. Let's sponsor these
Yes, it's not
she
for me.
She benefits nothing.
I get nothing out of
all.
The deal.
Nothing. She benefits nothing. Everything, the only thing that will come out of her pocket is backing her brand and getting it legit.
Getting it legit. Right. I have two other businesses. Working on the third one to get to make my money. And my money that I'm going to get from out of that, I'm going to also invest in that, because this is something that I need to do per God, not per me, per God. And, you know, those that just, you know, you want, again, you want to donate, I have a GoFundMe page. It's God's Way, Liturgical Dance and Mime Company.
We'll put it on both.
If it's
we'll
something that you guys want to do or thinking about doing, or you have an inkling to dance for the Lord or have an inkling for some type of ministry, come. I can use any ideas. I can use whatever, any hands that want to be part of this. You are more than welcome to be part of it. You don't have to dance if you don't. Your thing is, you know, paperwork, getting the back end done. Come on, join the team. You're more than welcome to. If you want to learn how to dance or if you just want to dance, come on, because I have a lot of stuff that's in the making. Like, one of the things I am trying to do, I have a young lady that lives in Connecticut. She has she does a show called Naked, Open, and Exposed. I'm trying to bring that out here to New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And that is going to be part of a way for me to raise money for this, for God's Way organization. And these women, man, they are powerful. This woman that put this together, she is powerful. So you guys just keep an ear, because it's coming. I'm telling y'all right now, everything is coming this way to Atlantic City.
Sherelle,
you know, we need encouragement.
Sherelle said, you may not know what you're doing, but God knows. Just follow his direction.
Yes. Oh, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sherelle.
But you guys, she's not, as far as the you parents out there, she's not asking for the kids to have to pay anything. And, you know, like, I know a lot of you guys pay a lot of money for a lot of things. I'm not going to put no people out there, but, you know, just different activities that your kids might do. This is something that, you know, it will be free. It comes with other things, and it's open to everybody. It doesn't matter what your religion is, your race is, it's open to everybody.
Right.
But one question I do have for you, Taneva, is that we all know, because you've been there, that eventually you, I don't really like to call it aging out, but, you know, you get to an older age, and even though you may open up another opportunity for them, but for those who may go on to college and not really leave that behind, but you only see them when they come home, what do you want their ultimate, what do you expect them to have learned out of that time that they can take with them if they don't come back, if they're leaving, you know, going out of state? What's the main goal for them that you want them to have learned?
My main goal is for them to understand giving back is important. Okay. It's very important to give back no matter who you are and to represent something for yourself.
Okay.
It doesn't even have to be church or whatever. Represent something for yourself. I want to make a positive impact on these young women. I want to make a positive impact on young men, if I could possibly do that, you know. Like I said, I see a lot of young women, especially because that's my niche, young girls, you know, they're lost, you know, and that's because they don't have the right guidance at home, or maybe they do have the right guidance at home and very influenced just by the streets. You know, you never know, because I was that girl too, you know, that was influenced by the streets, you know. So them to walk away, to know that you can still be whatever you want to be, have your head held high, give back, not just to your community, give back to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just want them to know that it's a whole world out here, and you can do whatever it is and that is embedded in you that you have the desire to do. You
Amen.
Can
Amen.
Do it. Nothing is too small. I don't care if you have the mind to want to invent something, do it. Like, it might take a little money and it might take a little bit of time, but you never know who God will have you to cross your path. Like, I never thought in a million years that she was going to have, Shanae was going to have a podcast radio station, or even that the fact that she had the mind to even come to ask me to be on it, you know. I would have never thought about it. You know, you just never know what God has crossed for you. We're kind of related. I didn't know that. I've been here for 32 years, and this is the first time I even really met her. Do you get what I'm saying? So you just never know what God has for you, who is for you. You never know, like, what footsteps. You just never know. He told me when I moved back out here that he was going to prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
Mm-hmm.
And I stood on that. And I believe that. That I'm born and raised out here. I left Atlantic City and I moved to Connecticut. And, oh, my God, the things that I've learned out there, and now to be able to take the stuff that I learned from there and to be able to bring it here and then take from what my mom's taught me,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then bringing it to it, I always say, Haven of Hope, which was my church, you know, that's my mom's church, Pastor Gunn again, hi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she planted that seed. She planted the seed in me. She planted the foundation of God in me. I went to Connecticut, and I started going to Tudor. And what they did, they watered that seed.
Mm-hmm.
They watered the seed that my mom planted. And now now the seed is sprouting out, and I'm ready to grow. I'm ready to make this community, I want to take this community back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I want to take
you
it back.
You have to make actions, because a lot of you, and I say you because I try my best. I don't make promises to my kids because all I have is my word. But a lot of you as parents out there, you disappoint your kids, and when they cross another adult's path, it's harder on us because we just have to show, because all y'all doing is saying.
Right.
So mm-hmm. we're taking the initiative to actually show and prove. Everything I try to tell somebody, you know, nobody can ever say, oh, well, she said that and she didn't do it. You know, like when I told people that I was doing this radio podcast, you know, a lot of people kind of, you know, look at you like, yeah, okay, all right. But here I am, and I'm not, you know, I'm just being humble, but I'm just letting people see that, you know, you have to be about it. You can say, you can put it into emotions, but you have to be about it. But there's a thought process, a thinking process, and a planning process.
Right.
So anybody out there who knows about business and true about business knows that you lose in the beginning,
mm-hmm,
before you are able to gain.
That's right.
So like I said, anybody who's out there, you know, we're going to put the GoFundMe links on both lives, because she's going live from her page and I'm live from mine. We're going to put the GoFundMe links in there. If you're close to her, you want to just, you know, meet up with her and actually give her the money, because I believe GoFundMe does take a percentage when you're all done and over with.
It doesn't even matter if it's a dollar.
So whatever,
like,
you
really
want,
like, I just,
but
don't
what
you
about to see, I'm going to be following with her, going with her. You're about to see is on the street, like back in the day with the big boom box. I'm looking for a big boom box and some cassette tapes. We're about to take this
there.
Back.
Yes.
But we're going to take it back, and we're going to be with these kids doing it God's way.
Right.
So that's what we're taking it back to, you know, when they, before it got really violent. Now they did it back in the day in the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they used to break dance. I used to love to break dance, pop and lock,
right,
and everything. And your fighting back then was challenging each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's get a battle going on. Let's get a battle going on God's way. Let's do some liturgical dancing. Let's do some miming. Not twerking, but even some of the dances today, you can still do it if you're listening to, you know, gospel music, because you have that upbeat music,
mm-hmm,
you know. But it's just all about how you do it, how you present yourself. So please support what she's trying,
yes,
to do.
Yeah.
Is thing
Amisha.
She's getting
sure.
a much.
Amisha.
So she, you know, she's getting it lifted. She's getting it off the ground. I'm trying to help her in every way I can, because I've been down this road before. So I'm trying to help her, but not overtake her, overstep her, because she, you know, this is her thing. She needs to do what she has to do. So, you know, let me see. Now, young men are invited to
young
this
men
thing.
Are invited. We have, we just, so you know, you boys won't be in no tights and stuff. I ain't going to put a dress on you. But there will be some miming. I'm going to have, I have someone that is going to be helping me. She don't know yet, Cassandra. She don't know yet, but she's going to be
like
helping
that.
Me, doing my miming, because that's what, you know,
yes,
that's her thing. She,
yes,
she can mime her tail off.
Yes, she can.
I'm not a good mimer, but we going to work it out. You know, as God give it to me, it goes. And just so a little bit, I was wanted to touch on about going out on the street. We will be in, we will be going on a boardwalk this summer, ministering. We want to be, I'm trying to go everywhere. I'm trying to, I already have a permit for us to go on to the boardwalk in Atlantic City this summer. So we're going to be out there a couple of times a month, dancing and handing out tracts and just having a good time in God, you know.
That's right.
We forgot how to have good, you know, how to have good, clean fun. We could still have fun and still serve the Lord all at the same
Amen.
Time.
Amen. Yes,
you
can.
Know what, I mean?
What type of vehicle you drive?
I ain't telling you that.
No, what's the name of it?
It's a truck.
Okay, well, it's a white truck, right?
Hey!
And I got a black Journey. So when we pull up in your hood and run up and skirt, we're not shooting.
We
might jump out and just do some little bit of liturgical dancing.
That's it.
So
we're just gonna run up on you.
That's it. So we
and
put we that
gonna
out in
the card at the end.
That's right. So don't be grabbing nothing. Don't be calling the cop.
Right.
Just come out and support us. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Just do what you got. You never know. We might do a rap battle. We might be rapping gospel, going
right.
against each other,
you
freestyling.
Never
you never know. But we need to go back to doing what it was that we did, like, when we were younger. Like, you know, these kids have nothing to do, but they can't even create anything to do. Some of these girls don't know what double dutch is. They don't. When you say a rope, they think you're going to beat them. No, I want you to go get a double dutch. They don't know what jacks are.
Right.
They don't know what hopscotch is. Mm-hmm. Four square. Now, kickball, they may know because they do it in gym. Or at least I know the elementary schools do it in gym. But, I mean, they don't know about a lot of stuff. You know, the only sport that seems to be is basketball, you know, like baseball or football, because you implant in their head, that's the only thing they can do to get a scholarship to go to the college. No, let these babies make these A's.
Please.
A's. Okay, B is okay, but let these babies make these.
Yeah.
Let them get that. Let them go to college academically. Let them do what it is that they need to do. Let these kids be kids. Some of these kids is raising your babies. Some
right.
babies are raising babies. You know what
right.
I mean? And I'm not knocking nobody, because I have a daughter who had, you know, a baby young. Actually, she has two kids. You know what I mean? So, and she's only 17. But at the end of the day, you have to do what you have to do and stand by these kids and do right by them. Let a child be a child. Let a child have their freedom as being a child. You know, they grow up so fast. They're so grown. They're so hot. I mean, these boys, they just, you know, they're just grown. They disrespectful. They don't have no respect. You know what I mean? They constantly want to call girls bitches and stuff. It's not cool. You know what I mean? It's not. And I know we call ourselves that sometimes. I know we address our female friends like that sometimes and everything. You know, but it's just not cool. Like when you just classify. You know, when I was younger, there used to be a category that you were in. If you was in that category, that's because of the type of girl you carried yourself as. That wasn't just the way a guy addressed you, like, yo, what's up, bitch? What's up? No, that has to stop, and we have to do better. Now, once they become grown, you can't do nothing about it. You can raise your child the way you want to, but once they become grown, there ain't nothing you can do about it. They take their own path.
Right.
And I say that because I've raised my kids, and those who are grown, whatever they do from being grown, it don't reflect back on me. I took care of it. As long as they didn't do what that stuff they were doing while they were under my wing and I had to do what I had to do. When you grown, don't feel bad for Shanae. Feel bad for my child because I don't have nothing to do with me. Feel bad for them. So,
yes.
You know, so we're here. This is for the naysayers. We have Ms. Taneva Hammond here. She was speaking about her ministry, God's Way. We still have on the line Minister Prophet Jamal. We have another caller on the line. Caller, I'm going to go ahead and bring you on the line. If you have any questions you would like to ask Taneva, you would like to speak to Elder Brown about his segment with Minister Prophet Jamal Washington, you can. Hello, caller, are you there?
I am.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Do you have anything you would like to add, anything you would like to say, any questions or anything?
I do. I want to say, Ms. Taneva, this is LaShawn, and I am so very proud of you.
Hey, Sean. I'm looking at the number like, I know that number. Hi, Sean. How are you?
Thank
you. I'm about to cry. Don't do that.
Oh, my God.
Right.
How
are
you, Sean?
I'm at work
right now, but I've been listening. I had the phone on mute because I'm at work, but I just wanted to tell you and let you know that I am so very proud of you. I am so glad that you are letting God have his way in your life and allowing him to do what he wants to do through the community out there in Atlantic City through you. Keep your eyes stayed and focused on God and just remember that with him, nothing is impossible. Again, I love you. Thank you to everybody who gave me the opportunity to come and be on the talk show. And Taneva, I will talk to you later on my work. Bye.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling in.
Bye. LaShawn, the one that was just, she also dances, and she really kind of inspired me to actually do this because out in Connecticut, she also has a liturgical dance company called Unique Anointed Worship. And, you know, and before I actually went on to do this, I'm going to start crying. I'm sorry, guys.
It's okay.
That's
all
right.
Because y'all don't understand, like, before I actually got started to do this, I actually called her first. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't say anything to anybody. Well, no, I think I'm lying. I think I was talking to you first about it. But then as we were talking, I actually called her and, you know, and I talked to her and she said, did God give it to you? And I said, yeah, I believe he did. And she said, well, then you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about what anybody think or what anybody got to say. Just do what God told you to do. And I wasn't looking. It wasn't even nobody else. But the only person that I could think about was her. You know, because I look at her, that's my sister, you know, and she's in this. This is something that she's doing now, you know.
Yeah.
And also, I was mentioning Naked, Open, and Exposed. She's the one that put that together as well.
Okay.
So, you know, it's definitely history there. And thank you, Sean, for
And thank you also, because I know she shared my post the other day that I tagged you in.
Uh-huh.
But thank you. But,
thank
you know, you never know what God has for you and what doors that he opens, because the person that gave me this opportunity, he's given me so many opportunities.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so many opportunities, and he's still giving me opportunities, and he's opening so many doors for me. And this man doesn't know me from a can of paint. I mean, we speak. I work for him. I do, you know, several different things for him and his company, but I have yet to actually meet him face-to-face. Personally, you know, we talk just about every day or at least three times a week and everything. But Mr. Shamik Spate, you know, I thank you. I thank you and Camille for the opportunity that you've given me to be able to open doors for other people.
Yeah.
I thank God for allowing you to see something in me that gave you trust, because I know how it was before. You know, I know how this game is, the author world, the publishing world. I know that the game is grimy. People come, you know, try to snatch and steal ideas and everything. But, you know, I'm glad whatever, you know, God allowed you to see in me, that you were able to see that in me, because, you know, what I do for you working, but you provide a way for me and my family. You know, that's another source of income that comes in, that keeps the roof over our head, that keeps the lights on, that keeps the gas on, that keeps the kids fed, that keeps them, you know, dressed, that keeps us maintaining for them to be able to do little exercise stuff, you know. So sometimes people come into your life at a point where you're down and you're low, and it's not everybody's business to know when you're down and you're low, but you are blessed with the right people. So therefore, him creating a way for me allows me to create a way for other people, allows me to have this, to bring Tanieva on, to be able to share with you guys what it is she's trying to do to the youth and give back. And I think that's very important. And I, you know, we just all should be, you know, a little bit more grateful and humble, and just take time out to think and stop always wanting to shoot out the negative stuff when people ask you what's wrong. You know, I mean, you're still here. Like, you know, everybody's life is not perfect, you know, but I'd rather be still here than not be able to be here for my family.
Right.
You know, some of these young kids aren't even making it. Some of them have, I mean, I've known at least 10 within the last 2 or 3 years that didn't even make it to 18. The one boy never even blessed the inside of a high school. You know, that's sad. You know, I never thought that my kids would lose so many friends. And I touched base on that a little bit before, that you prepare yourself for so many things as a parent, but you never prepare yourself for that. You know what I mean? And not so many times. You know what I mean? We all know people are going to pass, you know, older ones and different things like that. But, you know, I love the name that Tanieva has for her ministry, God's Way.
That's
why I love it. I love it so much. You know, I love it so much.
What were we talking about?
You needed a name. You were talking about a name. And, well, actually, we had talked the day before, and you needed a name. And then I was sitting outside, and I had the van at the time, and it just hit me. So then I inboxed you and was like, well, what do you think about this? And it was a little bit longer. And you was like, well, why don't we shorten it and just do this? So.
I wasn't gonna tell her that I gave her the name. She did. Because you know what, I was praying and I'm like, Lord, I didn't want to do it without no name. And I'm like, oh my God, what name am I going to have? I'm sitting here like thinking of everything, like, oh, praise this, worship that, praise this. And I'm like, what am I going to name it? I don't want it to be this or that. I want it to be something different, something unique, something, you know. And you were talking about something, and you was like, God's Way. And I'm like, that's the name. Yes. You should have seen me. I was like freaking out in my room. That's the name right there, God's Way.
So you know, you need any type of title, names and everything. Nah, I got
yes,
you. Let me plug me for a minute. You know,
all right.
What you need? You know, you need flyers. You need marketing. You need this. You need that. I got you. I'm the person to come.
And
so,
if you
know,
need some T-shirts,
that's
get
right.
Your Hustle Mom Hustle on.
Don't she have a page,
you know,
on Facebook?
Yes, Monica White, Hustle Mom Hustle. Get your T-shirt.
Okay.
You need some earrings, need some jewelry. Well, this one's really not mine, but Sean gave me this. But get your jewelry, paparazzi.
That's right.
www.celebritystatus.org. And if you need some hair, Brazilian, Malaysian, Cambodian, hit me up in the inbox. I got you too. Yes, and I'm about to be doing some traveling too. So if you need to travel somewhere, you need to go on a little vacation.
Three chains.
All right. If y'all need to go on a vacation, hit the inbox too, because I got you on that too. I'm telling you, this year is the year of prosperity. If you want it, it is time for you to get up and get it. Nothing is going to happen with sitting down and, you know, nothing will happen if you just sit in there and, you know, just do it. Just step out on faith and just watch God open up doors for you, because I ain't had no money. You know, I literally sacrificed a little bit of money that I had to make sure that I had a couple of businesses running, and sacrificing my money for this organization that I'm trying to start, God's Way Liturgical Dance and Mime Company. hit me up on Facebook. You'll see us. And also go to the GoFundMe page and send your donations.
Yes, and we'll put the links on both live, so the links will be there that you can go back later and see it. So once again, you're tuned in to This Is For The Naysayers with Nay Say That. And,
hey, Nay, I love you.
And Tab Love over there on the ones and twos, threes and fours and all that kind of good stuff.
Every,
so we know that
every week.
We're like 20 minutes left of the show, and we did start out, you know, doing things God's way and talking about God and everything, but right now what we're going to do is we're going to give a shout out and send a rest in peace to Biggie Smalls and Craig Mack, and we're going to take it back with a little bit of hip hop right now.
Okay.
All right. We're going to get
that flavor in your ear. Kick a new flavor in your ear. They doing it big over here, y'all.
You know you have good reasons, right?
Do you know that song?
I'm such a
All right, all right, all right. You're tuned in to This Is For The Naysayers. All right, so thank you, Brother Jamal, for joining us. We know that you had to run, so we do appreciate you joining us and sharing your topic with us. For all of you on the live, both lives, hello, hi,
hello.
Thank you. We thank you for tuning in to us. If you have any questions, any ideas for topics or anything, please comment, you know, let us know. We're here, we're here, we're here.
Oh, we here.
Girl. She must have logged off and came back on.
We here.
In the building.
Yeah, and you know, my apologies to y'all virgin ears for those of y'all who act like y'all don't hear curse words in
the
song. But I thought he was gonna play the non explicit.
How could it be flavor for your ear if it's not
explicit? But you know,
it's gotta be for the ear. You need flavor. It gotta have flavor.
He's right. And I can't say nothing because I knew all the raunchy words, so I just
I just knew it bring the new.
Yeah, hold it for me.
No, you know, I used to be because I still like to go out and dance, but I still like to go out and dance, and I'll be liking to hear, you know, when you out, you know, certain songs, like you can't edit the songs when you're out at the club.
Yeah.
Like you need to hear them. You know, when I leave the club, Lord, my ears be ringing because I'm always next to the speakers. So you're like, bzz, I'm like, dang.
I go to the club, I
hear
something like I know. I'm like, yeah, girl, I'm like sitting there lifting it like I know
now, see, I make it very clear because we live in the world of the fake. So the moment they see you out in the club and they know that you talk about God or they know that you go to church, they think you're a heathen and all that. No, let me tell you something. What I do is what I do, and I'm not doing nothing. I'm not, you know, no, I do. I support a lot of rappers.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I can't do it. I'll be smoking.
You know, so all y'all independent, you know, my independent artists, my independent rappers out there, you know, I support y'all. When y'all do y'all local shows, I'm there. So just keep me in the loop for when you have your local shows. Sherelle, you back, mama.
She on both of us.
Sherelle's the truth.
She probably on her phone, her iPad, and her computer.
We got to get Sherelle on here.
Yes,
we
do.
We got to get Sherelle on the show.
We have to get Sherelle on the show. So, Sherelle, we need to get you on the show. Hey, Sean Rock, what's up?
Sean Rock,
I see you had your little thing. You had your interview yesterday, well, last night.
That's
you know, I see your movement. I see you moving. I'm proud of you. Congratulations. Keep doing big things and everything. I have to get you on there, too, so I'll be inboxing you soon, but you're so busy now, you know. I don't know. I probably got to get on a waiting list to interview you, but you know I always support you no matter what. So if it's a waiting list, I'm willing to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Not big things, though.
If you know any venues or anything like that, please inbox me, too, because I'm also looking for venues as well. So you guys just let me know if you see anything. Again, I'm stepping out on faith. I'm stepping out. So, and remember, I ain't got no money.
So
don't
be
trying to
be sending no $400 venues.
But like, so I guess you got the $400 and the venue.
Wait, let me say I ain't got no money. How can I say it? I got money, but it's just tied up right now.
If you can,
please don't send a venue that has, like, where alcohol can be seen, bar can
please,
be seen, because
be
it's a kids event. I mean, if it has a separate room and we can, she can do stuff inside of that. No, see, that's why I got that you can do stuff inside of a separate room, that's fine, but the venue, like, no open liquor, you know, we have to, you know, have a clean cut atmosphere for the children.
Right.
You know.
Hey, Shim Shim. Yes, definitely.
Right. You know what?
What is it, Tab Love?
Let's... You so nasty.
Oh, you so nasty.
Yeah, you so nasty.
Oh, God, I love
that. You so nasty.
You so nasty. Come on, bend out. Come over some.
Right,
for the people
on
live. You got to give this.
And you know what? Y'all so nasty.
You're so
nasty. Oh, y'all so nasty. You know, I got two women here, so this is going to be a good thing to
okay,
pack
I'm not
up.
Like that.
That's my
daughter.
We got to clear that up in the air first and foremost.
I got two women here to ask questions.
Okay.
So they know. Any, she oh,
sorry,
they know exactly.
Help you with all they see is open cleavage. Look at her.
Hustle mom, customer.
Absolutely.
Hustle mom, hustle.
Okay, so
you're
so
nasty. This is my question. This is my question for you, so nasty. Okay. How do y'all feel about, have y'all ever met up with a guy for the first time and gave him oral sex the first time y'all did it?
Truly.
Hey, I'm asking.
How dare you ask me a question?
You didn't have to stick your tongue out like that.
I know. Right? Guilty.
I'm trying to think.
Like,
you meet him for the first time. I mean, the first time.
Did you mean the first night you met him?
I know. I'm talking about a one-nighter or the first night, whatever fits in there. Have you ever met a guy at a club, you went home, Y'all did y'all thing, and you gave more.
No, sorry. I met a guy at the club, but went home. We talked for a couple of days, and the first time we did hook up, but not the same night. Mm-mm.
Not in the, I don't know, maybe. I probably did.
You
said
you
I ain't
going to
lie.
When
the
henny's in the
system.
But know that it was in a nice area. Know that it was not in like the room or nothing like that. It was in a secluded area.
Everything was clean. It was a clean area.
Yeah. Okay, so now what about you? Did you meet a female? Don't be stalking me with no.
You definitely have to worry about that.
All right. I should have known his whole behind there. And that, don't be hating everybody. Everybody ain't going to have a marriage like this. We don't have an open marriage. We are very open
in
discussing things. We can just talk about our past and not be upset because whatever happened before me happened before me.
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean? Because he didn't, when he came this way, you know.
And I'm a whole different person than I was.
Oh, I thought she was going to say she was a hoe. I'm like, I'm supposed to say that's my line. I'm a hoe. That's what I told him the first night.
You know, I had my few share, man. I'm not going to front act like I didn't. Like, yes, I've had a couple of one-night stands, and you know what? It's part of my testimony.
Mm-hmm.
I lived out there. I lived in them streets. Yes, I got paid to have sex. Yes, I did, and
mm-hmm.
I'm not ashamed of it because it does not define who I am today. It actually made me better. It actually, you know, some women might, you know, still live that lifestyle. Hey, do what you got to do, you know? I'm not knocking you. I ain't doing none of that, but as for me, it actually made me kind of value myself a little more, you know what I mean? Like, because it just feel violated, you know what I mean? Like, for me, it was like, oh, my God, I know I'm not supposed to be doing this, you know, and I'm here doing it anyway.
Mm.
It actually made me a better woman because now I know I value what's between my legs. You know, that's the most important thing, that what's in between your legs. Once that is tampered with, you know, I know it's hard.
I know that's right.
You know, it's hard, but, you know, it really taught me how to value me in a sense. You know, it was a bad thing, but I guess
it turned it to be a lesson in
right,
the long run.
Exactly.
I know that's right, because back in my day, if my ooch was a meme, it would went viral.
You know what? But there's a double standard. There's a double standard when it comes to a man. When a man meets a woman, they go, for a lot of us men on our side, what we say is like, I ain't trying to say that, huh? I ain't trying to say that thought. You know what I mean? Because it's like, if she have a past, then it's like, I ain't trying to say, even though we can sleep with double who they slept with, but it's felt like it's a double standard. Like, don't marry her because she was a hoe. But you can marry this girl right here, and she really didn't really do anything. You know what I mean? But the thing, it's not about marrying a person that's not a hoe or a person that is a hoe. It's about being with the person that you connect with, that you can build with. I saw a meme that says people will wife up a girl wife up a girl that has a past just to end up with a woman that has no future.
Mm.
So, in other words, because she has a past, I'm not going to wife her because she has a past. I'm just going to get with this woman with no future.
Mm.
My thing is, and I'm not saying this applies. It's a lot of other things into that, but the whole thing is this. You be with whoever you're going to be with. And whether they got a past, present, future, who cares? My thing is, you got to build who you're going to be with. Because at the point when you say I do and you do, that's your life. Y'all start right there. Everything else is in the past. Rather a dude can go, I've been with your wife. If anybody was to walk up to me and be like, I remember when I slept with Shanae, I was like, that's great. That was the past. This is a new woman. And if you're bringing it up to me, that means you still got feelings.
Right.
Like, you coming to me still like,
he said, I'm
still
a new woman.
you come to me and go, I remember that. Yo, dog, you still there? Right. You still there, player?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So yeah. I never.
And don't worry, he wasn't talking about me. He's talking about the whole part. Because we've been married going on 4 years, and ain't nobody come up to him still and be like, you married that hoe? Because what I did was what I did. No guy could talk me into doing anything. Anything I gave or what I did is because I wanted to. Whatever you want to call booty calls, you hit somebody up, no guy could ever hit me up and say, yo, can I come through? Can I swing through what you're doing? I got it when I wanted it. So, you know, to people it looks like, oh, well, she probably was a hoe. She's out there because I have 8 kids, and we all know that they don't have the same dads. But it's not, it's not like that. My will was to have the kids that I have because I've got pregnant on every contraceptive that it is out there. So at the end of the day, it doesn't even matter. But my thing is that I always had the upper hand and control what it was that I did. And that's where a lot of people fall short because, you know, you listen to the guy, he can tell you sweet nothings. Always on my time, always,
right.
Except for if he was, I mean, you know, like we were in a relationship or lived together or something. But otherwise than that, you know, somebody, it was, you know, it always has to be on my time. Not that that gives it any difference or anything like that, but it's just, you know, then it's all about how you carry yourself, too. You know, some people
mm-hmm.
carry themselves wild and raunchy and,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just like, but a lot of chicks do that and they could be virgins. They ain't even putting out. They don't even know how to begin to do this and do that and everything. So, you know, it's hard. A lot of chicks ain't chicks. A lot of chicks got, so, you know, you got to, you know, guys these days got it hard, and I fear for my boys because my boys are living in this generation, you know, so y'all got a lot to deal with because y'all got a lot to deal with from us females just being who we are, and then for those who want to be females like us, you got to make sure that you actually have a female, so y'all got it real rough right
now.
When I was out there and I had, you know, did a little side work, you know. And I had a guy like, oh, you look so classy to be out here. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? I have one of these shorts. And I've had people come up to me and tell me, oh, you don't belong out here. You don't do this. And after a while, I started to believe it. I don't belong here. This is not for me, you know. I should not be out here doing these things
mm-hmm.
as a woman.
That's right.
Yeah,
I love you. You got to love you first.
You do. All right, we have like 3 minutes
all
left
right.
to the show, but we have JDG says that's growth, and he just says something powerful, past, future, and says keep it true always, 1,000.
Yeah,
thank you. That's what we
thank
had. That's
you,
what you have
and
to
you
do.
Can't turn a hoe into a housewife.
That's right, hey. and then look, big things happen. Look at us now. Look at me now. Hey, look at me now. Hey,
hey,
what?
Hey, I'm getting paper.
No, but
hey,
Deacon
Paula, how you doing?
Thank God you just got on there.
Paula,
Miss
Paula
got some pearls, girl. She got some pearls.
You got a song?
Oh, yes, I do have a song for you.
All right, y'all. So we're going to close out this. And I apologize. We only did 90 minutes for today's show. So today's show was only a 90 minute.
I tried
so.
Short. No.
So we're going to end it with the song. So once the song is, you know, it might even cut off during the song. But so we're going to end it with the song. As for those who are who called in online and who went on via online. But on live, you guys can stay. We'll rock out till the song is out. And if
right.
we have any questions, then we also going to post the link. All right?
All right.
Peace. Till next Saturday. This is for the naysayers.
This is
the
for
naysayers.
Have love. See
and
y'all
later. See ya.
Boy, you went late.
And I picked the song before we even talked about it.
Say, no, bitch, you can fuck with me. If you wanted to, he's expensive, he's bad bottoms, he's a bloody shoes, hit the foot, I can get him back,
hey,
I don't want him, but I'm quick, cut a nigga off, so don't get comfortable, look, I don't dance now, I make money moves, say I don't gotta dance, I make money moves, if I see you now, that means I don't fuck with you,
what
I'm on, a bad boy, I'm a big, so I make money moves. Go to water, who? Let's find out the key. Call B. You know where I'm at. You know where I be. You run the club. It's a party. I'm there. I get paid a fee. I be in and out them bed so much I know they're tired of me. Honestly, don't give a fuck about who in front of me. Just to make them think that my book is breaking as hard as me. I don't bother with these hoes. Don't let people bother me.
Who said that?
My
can fuck with me if you wanna to. These are tempers. These are bad bottoms. These are bloody
shoes.
I can't get them broke. I don't wanna to. But I'm quick. Cut them nigga off, so don't get comfortable. Look. I don't dance now, I make money move. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss to a worker, bitch, I make money move. You a pussy, you get popped, you a goofy, you a opp. But if you come around my way, you can't hang around my butt. And I just take my account, so I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. I put my hand above my head, I bet you 50-50-50. I said, I'll get the money and go. This shit is high like a soul. My pussy good as gold. Tell that little bitch say her roll. I just don't roll with no rolls. I just came up in no rage. I need to fill up the tank. So I need to fill up the safe. I need to let every phone know. They know what they niggas to say. I go to bed safe. Only the real cure relate. I used to live in the peace. Now it's a good with the gay. Only got charms. The life from the play. I should let these bitches know. This ain't kids. These hoes forgot. You can fuck with me if you wanted to. I can get them both. I don't want the tools, and I'm quick. Cut a nigga off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now. I make money move. I don't gotta dance. I make money move. If I see you now, speak. That means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss to a worker, bitch. I make dirty moves, dirty moves.
You got it, right? The GoFundMe account.
Yeah, I got it. All right, y'all. So we went off the actual